In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Catholic faithful, about 2-3 weeks ago, I was on the road with my car visiting a family in another part of Germany. And in their neighborhood was a chapel of the Society of Saint Pius X. And having a chance to visit it, I did. And I did like this chapel. It was of good ornament and it was piously done and very sympathetically. So I do like this sort of chapels. And it was big enough, and then I have asked the people were there. And I said, how many people do attend here regularly on Sunday mass, on Sundays, the Holy Mass? And I got the response, oh, it's full. About 100 or 150 people. And of course, this is very impressive, the high number, comparatively spoken. And then you can imagine how I was feeling as priest. We have much smaller congregations when we have Sunday Mass. And then we know all the compromises the Society of St. Pius X is doing with Rome, saying that that man is a true pope, but indeed not obeying him in basic questions of faith and liturgy. It's a contradiction, of course. But you can imagine that I got the thought, possibly it you do all the compromise. And when you do simply not say something is important in your according to your conscience, you have understood this and recognized. But when you are a little bit silent, you can also get possibly much more people on Sunday Masses. They will come, and then you enjoy that better. It's a better feeling when you have about 100 or at least 50 people behind you when you say the Mass on Sunday. And then with regard to the future, the pension, the security, and so on and so on. But it's necessary to do a compromise. And I think everyone comes in touch during his life with such sort of temptation. And then when we are, when we come in touch with that, when we are speaking about this topic now, today, then we do also remind what Jesus Christ has said today on the Feast Mass of Christ the King. And Pilate has asked him, I have heard you are a king. And Jesus said, oh, my kingdom is not from this earth. And then he said, but you are a king. And Jesus gave the response, and Jesus answered, it is thy own lips that have called me a king. What I was born for, what I came into the world for, is to be a witness of the truth. Whoever belongs to the truth listens to my voice. What I came into the world for is to be a witness of the truth. Jesus says his main mission is to witness the truth. But which one? Usually we understand under the term truth when we recognize a reality, we are witnesses of something, and see and hear and touch something, and then describing it, we are correct in describing. When our words do accord to the reality we are explaining or describing. But does Jesus witness this sort of truth? I do hardly believe. And Jesus is also not witnessing, for instance, the mathematical truth that 2 plus 2 is 4 and not 4.2. And there must be something is essential, is elementary, and is the highest truth. And I think, this is my understanding, that Jesus did want to say, I came into this world to witness the truth of God, of God's existence. Here, He, God, is the highest reality, the most real reality, if it's permissible to express it by these words. There is no more secure than God's existence. And this is this aim too we should come in our spiritual battles, trying to understand our holy Catholic faith, and this is the highest. And I do cordially wish everyone to come to this understanding. God is the most real reality and completely independent of the world of human beings. And He is the highest authority, moral authority. He is the holy will is addressed to us, and His holy will is we should become saints. We should become holy too. And the name of Jesus does mean God is Savior. And we know from the beginning that the fallen angels, the devils, they did want to occupy the place of God. They did want to be like God and as God, on God's place. This is the satanic desire of the Satan. And we know also when the snake, God in the snake has approached Adam and Eve, He did also say, when you do this and that, when you eat from the forbidden fruit of the tree, then you will be like God. And Jesus is witnessing that God is the real authority and the highest authority, a legal one, because He is real and nobody can be compared with Him. And for this truth, for nothing else, Jesus has paid the bill. He suffered horrible pain, physical as well as spiritual pain, the pain of His heart, of His mind. And He has suffered this, and this was the price for witnessing this reality. And God is merciful, and Jesus says, who is from God, he listens to my voice. It means all those people, they come to the understanding, to the faith, is based on understanding that God is God and nobody else. They listen to Jesus' voice and follow Him. And they are then also ready to pay a price for their own fidelity. Yes, we are confronted with contradictions in many regards, and we are at least sometimes in our life really tempted to do a compromise. Then you will have it easier. There will be no front wind or storm in your life. You win something and you have a more comfortable life then. It's just a little bit. But strictly spoken, every compromise with the lie, as we understand this, does mean that we do deny God in this or that extent. It means that we contradict God because God is the truth, the verity. And every lie is a sin against God. And that's why when we meditate these words of Jesus Christ, that he has come to witness the truth, and we do understand that he is witnessing the reality of God, then it should inspire us to be more consequent. Yes, of course, in many regards in the life, it is more or less necessary to accept compromises in many human regards. Yes, we know. But when the basic questions attached are in question, and when the reality of God is in question, then we must not accept a wrong compromise. And this should lead us to a more intensive faith, to a more intensive efforts to understand better the one holy Catholic and apostolic faith, following the teaching of the Church over all centuries, and then we can hopefully be disciples of Christ who are listening to his voice. And we know we are weak, and we beg God for his grace and his help. We need it, of course. We do basically depend on God's grace. But when we try to give the best, and Jesus is seeing whether a person is ready to be faithful as possible for him or her in their lives. And so, on the other hand, now returning to this occasion with the chapel, we do also see it is very important that we have today also chapels, congregations of Catholics who understood that we have the very sad situation of sedevacantism, that those official popes are not true popes and the diocesan bishops are not true diocesan bishops. Then if we would recognize them and accept them as such, we would have to follow them into the heresy and partly also into the apostasy. The modernist teachings are so wrong, and it's so obvious, and I am sometimes really shocked when I understand and reflect the entire dimension of the compromise the Society of Saint Pius X is accepting. It's horrible. And many of them do really know that they are wrong in that question. But you know, other interests are more important. obviously. And our existence is also very important. And I do really think that we have a very positive effect, even if we are smaller groups, and here and there only few so-called sedevacantist Catholics. We fulfill the office that we control also the Society of St. Pius X, because they are also inside tendencies to join more the Vatican II sect. But they are afraid and fear that if they join them more, a part of people will come to our chapels. So for that, we only, because of this tactical question, we are fulfilling an important role in that. But generally spoken, under the cross of Jesus Christ, we're also few people. And Jesus has praised the small flock. And Jesus has never said the quantity is more important than the quality. And you see, those pious women under the cross, Holy Virgin Mary, Maria Magdalena, some other pious women, and Saint Apostle John, who has returned, they have done much, much, much more than possibly those so-called wise and prudent people who were possibly thinking, yes, our high priests have made a mistake condemning Jesus. He is really possibly a man of God. And that's why it is wrong to bring him to death, punishing him by this horrible way. But they were not brave enough to stand up and to come on the side of Jesus Christ. But those few people under the cross, they are showing everyone. And there are many people are fighting and having doubts. And when they see that there is a person, there are few people who are ready to pay the price for the fidelity, as they understand the total fidelity, then the effect is much higher, and it is much more effective in positive manner than so-called human wisdom and prudency. So let us to ask ourselves, what can I do in order to be more faithful to Jesus Christ the King? But he wants that his kingdom is reigning in our hearts by our total devotion to him. And then we can trust, then in our hearts will grow another sort of joy. A deeper joy is founded on the truth of Jesus Christ, on the holy teaching of the Holy Catholic Church. And then we can trust in God's help, God's grace, and God himself will lead us and push us on his sacred heart, because we are ready to pay the bill for that, and that's for Jesus Christ very precious. Et benedictio de omnipotentis Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti descendat super vos et maniat semper. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ.